Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There we go. That's better. That's better. Okay, so now I know you told me what to do with this thing. Good morning, everyone. Still morning. Okay. There it is.
Just press that one.
All right. You will see a flyer on the back that looks like this. All right? I would ask you to please pick it up and pray about that flyer. During summer school, I'll be talking a little bit about summer school, but during summer school, this gentleman here named Trevor, he brings his son to summer school every summer, and he'll give us a pumpkin. Now, we would call it a squash here, but in Jamaica, we call it pumpkin. And it's about that big when he gives it to us. And it is delicious. And one day he was walking, leaving summer school, and he looked over in a field, and he looked at the chicken coop, and we connected. And about 4 weeks ago, he started working for the ministry, him and his brother-in-law, for basically nothing, to get our agriculture going. And as you can see Trevor there with his hoe, he don't believe in no rototiller. He do everything with an agricultural fork, him and his brother-in-law. And don't believe in no weed eaters. He said, just give me a new cutlass and some files. And him and his brother-in-law bent over and chopped the bush down and forked all this land. And you can see him standing in the corn right now. And behind him is some banana. Okay? You may not know all of that. And then let me flip to the next. Oh, there we are. And then you can see right in the center, pumpkin that he grows so well. And then over to the right, the leaf is a little pointier. I didn't know that. I'm learning all this. But the pointier leaf one is cucumber. And he has gotten cucumber, pumpkin, squash, sugarcane, banana, plantain, tomatoes, sweet pepper, and you know, we call it sweet pepper in Jamaica, but it's the green pepper, you know? And of course we have hot pepper too, you know? He's got it all going. And I know it's the Lord, because it's going to help us with income that we're not getting. Our income coming in hasn't changed. We're getting the same amount of money we've been getting for years. Everybody's being faithful. This church is so faithful. And you even help with summer school. No, with the basic school feeding program, you help with that. But what is happening is when 4 years ago, I could buy a jar of peanut butter for $3. That same jar of peanut butter today is $10. So we're getting the same amount of money in, but it ain't doing the same kind of thing. So we believe this is really going to help us with the agriculture. And what we're going to be doing is marketing it in Jamaica on Wednesday afternoon in Montego Bay. The market opens, and it's open all day Thursday, all day Friday, and half day on Saturday. And the lady that I usually buy the fresh vegetables from, when I told her this, she said, when they're ready, let me know. Let me send the truck and get them. So she's going to buy them from us. And then I had a restaurant, an insurance agent who insures businesses and stuff. He's a new restaurant opened up, and he told me that he will make sure that the new owner buys whatever vegetables he needs for cooking. So I know it's the Lord doing this. So I ask you just to pray about this, because what we need to go on with it some more is we need a new chainsaw to prune our orange groves. We have the whole country went with an orange blight. In other words, a disease has killed a lot of the orange trees, and they finally have found an insecticide called Ritomil, which is working very good. You spray the orange tree, and it goes from the leaf, it goes through the trunk of the tree down into the roots, and it's doing very well. So we want to prune our orange trees, cut off all the dead stuff, and use the Ritomil on them. And that costs $65 to do our acres of land. And then we want to buy 2 Red Poll cows. Red Poll cows are only in Jamaica. Their hide, or their skin, whatever you want to call it, I don't know all those technical names, is very thin. They can take the tropical heat. You know, our cows here in the United States, we brought them over, they would die from the heat. And these Red Polls are beef cattle, and they're They're known to Jamaica. They were invented there, however you would call that, created there. So we want to get two of them. That's going to cost about $800 to get those two cows and start off. So just pray about this. And if you feel led, tell Pastor and he'll get your $1,000 to me. And then the next picture here. There we are with some more. We've got sugar cane, we've got banana, we've got plantain. If I had a pointer, I could show you all those things. But all of that's there. It's just a blessing to us because this was all bush 6 weeks ago. And the guy has just got a green thumb. What he plants, I plant in my yard and it takes forever. And he plants it, it's just great. Trevor, he still told me to tell you his last name. His last name is Smith. And he used to be a Rastafarian. I don't know if you know what Rastafarians are. That's a religious group, I'm not going to say a cult, in Jamaica, founded in Jamaica, only in Jamaica. But you'll see them with their dreadlocks. And you'll see some Americans now copying them and wearing them. But they believe that Haile Selassie, who was the emperor of Ethiopia, was Jesus returned. Huh? You understand? So we're trying to get that out of their head. He came to Jamaica 3 times and said, I am not Jesus returned. I am a Christian. So, but anyway, some of them are stubborn. But he used to be one, and he's been converted out of it now. And he came to work the other day with something wrapped around his elbow. And see, he can do this, but I can give him God. And I said, what's wrong? He said, it's hurting. So I grabbed his elbow and prayed for him, and he looked at me because the pain had left like that. He looked at me, and then he told Ramondo, one of my guys, he says, you know, when he touched me, something happened. Oh, gee. Glory to God, I feel it all over me right now, man. You don't mind if I dance, do you? But he was just like that, healed, and then a couple of days later, he complained about his back. So he laid hands on his back and had a prayer meeting with him, and I said, are you saved? He said, I think so. So we talked to him more about that. Praise the Lord. He's given us this fruit. We're going to give him the true fruit. Amen. He's changed his life. He came to work one day. I could smell the ganja, marijuana. I said, you can't do that. He says, I just burn my weed as I'm walking here. I said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that and be part of this ministry. So I've been told now that they're not smelling it anymore. So praise the Lord. Amen. 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 We're effective in changing his life. And he's infecting us in helping us with our agriculture. Amen? Amen? Right. Next picture. I'm talking. There he is bending over. I don't know what those little suckers are there, but he's got the whole place. If you look behind him there, you see them all planted there. Well, they're all, well, the corn that's right there behind him, that is now 6 foot tall. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So please pick up a flyer and pray about that. There's Ramondo Casals. Ramondo Orlando Casals. Ramondo's been with us since he's 6. Praise you, Jesus. Excellent young man. He'll soon be done with high school. Got a little slow start, you know, but he'll soon be done with high school. He's 21, turning 22. He'll be 22 on July 4th. I told him he has a little American in him. And he wants to go to college. And the college that he has chosen is Harrisburg Community College and the branch that's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, by where my son lives. And he wants to do their 2-year program. Praise the Lord. But he's a Jamaican. So he can't come and go to Harrisburg Community College without getting a student visa. And he can't get the student visa, now listen to this, till he has all the tuition in the bank and all the room and board in the bank. Once he has all that and we can give an affidavit that he has it, then you send that to the college and then they issue what they call an I-20, and then he takes that to the embassy in Kingston and he will get his student visa. Without the money, he can't get the I-20. Without the I-20, he can't come to school. So you'll see a flyer back there giving you all that information. Please pray. Some people were asking to make a $500 commitment or a $1,000 commitment or whatever. We need to raise the money by June so that he will be able to go to school in August. So pray about it. We've had people that have committed to $50 a month. Not looking for it all at one time, but that it all gets in by June. Amen? He is well worth it. He's going to do, oh, Lord, help me now. Something to do with law. Oh, you read the thing. Thank you for reading it. Criminal justice. He doesn't know whether he wants to be a lawyer. He doesn't know whether he wants to be a police officer or something else, but he's going to do criminal justice. And from what my wife tells me, once he passes that two-year course, then he can go in many different directions. So pray about it. He's well worth it. He won't let me drive at night anymore because I have this cataract thing that I believe in God to heal, you know. So I don't know, anybody old like me? I'll be 70 soon. So those headlights coming at you, huh? You know those visor things I see advertised on TV you can hook on? I got one for $1 at Boscov's yesterday, the other day, so I'm taking that back. And I got me some night gargles. Hallelujah. You know what? I couldn't enjoy all that if God hadn't kept me alive.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen? Amen? So my grandmother used to tell me, either get old or get dead. Right? Praise the Lord. And then what was the next thing there? There's the summer school children. Look at them all. One of our obstacles with summer school, there are two. One, teachers. Two, money. $100 a month for each, $100 a student for summer school. Praise the Lord. But more important is teachers. Back there, you're going to see a flyer about summer school and an application that if you're interested, fill out the application, scan it, and email it to my wife. I know summer school is a long way off, but we need to plan ahead of time. You hear? You hear? Amen. Let's next picture. Oh, there they are in classroom with a summer school teacher that came down from Maryland. And she did very well. I have more pictures, but I couldn't take the time to put all. Is there a next one?
No, the desks.
Oh, the desks. That's, oh, how do I go back? Back. Oh, yeah. They are the desks that this church donated. You remember the desks? They were all upstairs. And I'm walking around there with Pastor, and he says, gee, I can't even sell these things. I said, that's because my wife has been praying for them. Sure enough, she made me ask him if there's any more desks. But they come in very handy, believe me. Very handy. They're very helpful. Thank you very much. Amen? So now I can get rid of this thing? Do I press the off
button? No. Right button.
Again?
There you go.
That's it? Praise God. Can I get rid of this? Thank you. I'm getting ready to cry. I have a BlackBerry. And I can't even get a data plan for it in the States. So I have to go up to this touchscreen business, you know. I can only do WhatsApp. Other than that, I can't do anything else unless I'm in Wi-Fi. And they're laughing at me over in Jamaica, my Ramondo in particular. So I'm going to go back with some new phones. The title of this message is, you can't see God, but he is there. You can't see God, but he is there. You hear me? You can know his presence unless you've had a personal visit from God, which some people have had. But generally, we don't see God, but he is there. Amen? I want you to know that God is there with you all the time. This is not in my notes, but do you know that there's angels with you all the time? Do you know? And the Bible says that they're bidding your call. They're waiting for you to tell them what to do. Protect me. Keep me safe. Go touch that person. Are you hearing? Right next to you, God is sitting. When you think about doing that thing that you shouldn't do, God is there. Or when you're like pastor's wife. She was telling us last night, she pulled up to a place to go across to another grocery store across the highway, and she had to wait. Of course, she had to wait till traffic stopped both ways, and some woman was behind her. Beep, beep, beep. She said she wanted to just shut off the engine and just sit there. But God was there and didn't let her get rude. Huh? And she got across the highway, and I guess the beeping stopped. Amen? You ever see yourself in a position like that? No. Well, God's there when you lie, too. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I can take all the time I want, you know, because I come farther than you come to come here. Amen? And you'll be in bed by the time I get home to my sister's house tonight. I have to go back. My son is there. And I don't get to see him very much. And he's doing very well. He's got his bachelor's degree in culinary science. So now he's a food technologist inventing new things for Sweet Street Desserts in Reading, Pennsylvania. The next time you go to Starbucks and you see all those desserts, they're made by Sweet Street Desserts all over the world. And he's working for that company now as a food technologist, inventing new things, and I'm not supposed to tell you what he invents because he had to sign a secrecy thing, you know? Little boy grew up in Jamaica. First time he learned to go to the bathroom was in an outhouse. Huh? Graduated from the Culinary Institute of America with his bachelor's degree in culinary science. Got a job paying more per year than I ever made in my whole life when I was working. Amen. So I'm going to go, I'm here. I couldn't get a midweek meeting, and now I know why, because I can spend it with him. Amen. Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now this is pretty basic and simple, man. How many of us wonder, oh, am I going to lose this? Is this attack that's coming at me going to beat me, going to knock me down? Is this sickness going to kill me? The word says, what does it say there? If God is for us, who can be against us? Have you given your heart to the Lord? Have you said, Jesus Christ, come and live in my life? Forgive me of my sins? If you did, he's right here with you. If you didn't, he's waiting for you. He wants to be in your presence. He loves you so much and you're so great that he wants to be in your presence. He wants to go where you go. Sometimes we go places that you shouldn't go, but God go with you because he wants to be with you. Sometimes the places we go, his hands are tied because he can't bear witness to those things. Nobody is saying amen, Pastor. They don't amen in this church. Amen. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Who was that guy? Was it Abraham that was told to kill his son? Huh? And he followed God up to putting him on the altar to do it. And then once God saw that he really loved him and really obeyed him, he provided another sacrifice. Who knows what would have happened to Abraham and his son if he hadn't followed through on those directions, on those impulses from God. How many times do we feel like God is telling us to do something? We say, oh, I better not do that. We have no idea when we don't do that what we've lost out on. Amen? Amen? True, you know. Let me start from the beginning again. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Well, we know the devil is against us. We know that. That's his purpose. But you know, I can't remember where it says it, but it says, I think it's in Psalms 23, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of death. You've probably heard this before because pastors probably preached about this. Shadow have no power. When the sun goes down, there ain't no more shadows, you know. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of death, death has no power where we walk. Are you hearing me? Yeah, we don't know that, you know. We know it, but we don't know it. We know it, but we don't experience it. Oh, but no buts. God's word. For he did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not with him, how shall he not with Jesus give us all things? Give us all things. He doesn't put any conditions there. The only condition is to obey. The only condition is to worship the Lord. The only condition is to give yourself over to God. My wife started last year, and that's why she's not with me this week, Women in Ministry Retreat. And it's opened only to women that are either pastors or married to a pastor. And she's had 12 this week, started Friday evening, all day yesterday, and ended last night. Friday evening, about 4 o'clock, it started to rain tremendously in Jamaica, in the Montego Bay area, flooding the roads, everything, and it got very dark. And two women, in fact, could not make it Friday night. They had to wait till Saturday morning. But one couple, who I know since I went to Jamaica in 1976, Brother Menzie Oban, and his wife, Winsome. Menzie's my father in the Lord. He's 88 now, still preaching. And they were driving to this villa, this exclusive villa. By the way, my wife Googled villas in Montego Bay and then sent emails to them asking the villa owners to donate to her the villa. So she got this $3,000 a night villa donated to her. And then the staff said they would donate their time, you know, professional waiters and waitresses and cooks. Only God does those things. If God be for us, who can be against us? And he will give us all things. But on the way there, Winsome and Minzy were held up by two bad guys. Normally they kill you. All they got was her pocketbook and frightened them terribly. But because God was there with them. The devil may try to do a thing. He may try to beat you up. He may try to kill you. But when you know that your God is with you, you win. Amen? The invisible God. Can't see him, but I'm there. Can't see him, but him there. Amen? Your Savior is behind the scenes working for you. Don't ever feel alone. Don't ever feel lonely. Now, you understand I said your Savior. You must be saved. Is behind the scenes working for you. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 27 says this in the God's Word translation. Faith led Moses to leave Egypt without being afraid of the king's anger. Moses didn't give up but continued as if he could actually see the invisible God. See, this is where we need to have true faith and step out and do things. Knowing, though, we can't actually see him, we may sense him, but he is there to protect us, to take care of us, to empower us, to provide for us, to lead us in every way. Amen? God has been speaking to me for many years. I have to keep with my notes if I don't know the walk someplace here. God has been speaking with me for many years. We must not look on what we can see. are what we are experiencing because he is working on our behalf. Did I ever tell you the story about the melanoma that the devil tried to give me? I had a pain in my elbow. And I was evangelizing and traveling and teaching. And there's a doctor in Lancaster, Pennsylvania called Chip Mershon. He has been treating my family for, all the years we've been married and everything, and he treats it for free. He calls it missionary courtesy. Well, I had the pain, and I went there, and I wanted him to find out what this pain was. So, unusually, why would he want me to take my shirt off? Well, I took my shirts off and everything, and normally he just kind of puts the thing here to listen, you know, that kind of stuff, but he told me to take my shirts off. So I took my shirts off, and sure enough, on my back was melanoma. When he told me that it was melanoma, the pain, God has never returned. God had to use something to get this dumb guy to get to the doctor because he is always with us. And the next day, he has everything at this doctor's office, surgery, everything. The next day, I went in there and he cut the thing out and sent it to the lab. And sure enough, it was full-grown melanoma. And if I hadn't had the pain in the elbow and God being with me, I wouldn't be here today. Huh? God is always with us. You see, because I really don't like pain, I think pain has a voice and it's a terrible voice. But God used that. And the minute he told me what it was, Ron, the pain left, it's never come back. Are you hearing? The invisible God. Is this okay? You're not answering me. Is this okay? Say no or yes, either one. Even though you may not see God, I may not see God, he's not forgotten us. He's not forgotten us. I was walking in Flankers in Montego Bay. It's a ghetto. We call them depressed areas in Jamaica. I'm white, you know. Sometimes I forget I'm white, but I am white, you know. And some guys come walking up, what are you doing in here? I said, I'm going back there to see Mrs. England and pray with her. Okay. If that wasn't what I was doing, I'd have been in trouble. Why? Because the invisible God was with me. Amen? Look at Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. And 6a, like the second part of it. For in the image of God, he has made man. Whoa! We've been made in the image of the invisible God. Whoa! I mean, do you realize how powerful you are? You ever pray for the clerk at Walmart? Serious. The invisible God is with you. You're full of his power. You don't know what that clerk's going through. You don't know what that person's going through. Some of us live our life every day, and the only time I'm not talking about you people now, some of us. God doesn't, people don't experience God through us. And I have to be careful in churches, you know, Ron, because I challenged a church in Chicago one time. I asked the people, the next time I come back, please go out and witness to somebody. Because I asked, are there any unsaved people in the congregation? And everybody was saved. I said, now the next time I come back, please bring an unsaved person with you. I got a message from the pastor. He didn't like me challenging his people like that, and I've never gone back. The next time I come with Mary, when you know ahead of time, have an unsaved person with you. Say, listen, I want to go give you something. Take them out to lunch, whatever, after church. And bring them to church and let them hear your pastor and the word of God and experience the invisible God. We're never alone. I don't know why I have to keep saying this, but we're never alone. We are never alone. No matter what trouble we're going through, we're never alone. We're never alone. So it says there, for in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Be fruitful and multiply in his image. Yes, God wants us to have babies and reproduce. But that isn't what we're talking about here alone. He wants us to multiply in his image. He wants us to get so that all people will see is the love, the friendship, and the anointing of the Lord. You know, sometimes when I walk in airports, I can look at people and I know that they're brothers or sisters in the Lord because their eyes just shine with brightness because of the presence and experience of God in their life. Amen? Anybody that travels a lot can testify to that. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Multiply here means authority. It means enlarge. It means increase. The authority of God is an invisible thing that lives. God wants us to multiply in that. He wants us to become abundantly like Jesus. Do you see yourself operating in the invisible authority of God? You know, you can pray for the sick, but you don't see what happens. You only see the result. Amen? You might say, oh, Brother Bob, I pray for the sick and I don't see nothing happen. It will happen. Some of us, God waits for us to leave so it will happen. Because we get too boasty if we see it happen. You know what boasty means, right? Don't you? Proud. We start to think we did it. They're not amen. Authority here means character. Increase in the authority, multiply in the authority of God, but it means character. The more we become like Jesus, the better our character. Am I getting that across? We know that we need his character. And we know our character, and they ain't the same. And that character determines what we think of ourselves. I have to think sometimes, is the character I'm demonstrating me or the character of God? Look at 1 Timothy 1:19. Some have refused to let their faith guide their conscience, and their faith has been destroyed like a wrecked ship. Your character is determined by your conscience. Your character is determined by your conscience, what you think of yourself. If you think of yourself as an empowered Christian with the power of God and the invisible God is with you wherever you go, your character will be very good. Amen? Your character determines your conscience. Your conscience can build or destroy your faith. Faith is what brings success. Faith is what brings the invisible sight. Now, I always thought there was two voices that we hear. One being the voice of God, and one being the voice of the devil. But I learned about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe you already know it, there's really three voices. Voice of God, voice of the devil, and the voice of your mind. And if you're honest and you think about that a little bit, which voice do you pay attention to the most? The Bible says to renew your mind with the Word of God. Why is that? Because God knows that the mind is the devil's playground. I mean, seriously, think about that the rest of the day. When you're by yourself, what are you thinking about? Light bill ain't paid. Water bill ain't paid. Cars ain't selling. Sickness. What are you thinking about? Not forgiving yourself for something you've done? Well, if that's where you're going to be thinking, and that's where your mind is going to be, your conscience is going to be lousy. But if you say, oh, conscience, in Jesus' name, shut up. I do it all the time, you know. I'll be in the middle of word studying or praying or whatever, and all of a sudden some stupid thing comes into my mind. Some remind me of my past. That's the devil trying to screw up things. So I have to tell my mind to shut up and open it up to the Spirit of God. Amen? Are you hearing me? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. And I'm going to end with that. Praise God. Say praise God.
Praise God.
You there? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, that brain tumor, that bad heart, that melanoma, that bank account with no money in it, those bills we can't pay or have difficulty paying. While we do not look on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Your visible supply that you need for use, and in fact is being used up, is not what is important. The $200 you sent for the basic school feeding program was used before it got there. You understand? You understand? The $100 you give to that missionary in Jamaica, it's important, it's needed, but it's used. You follow what I'm saying? You don't follow. Your visible supply is ready for use. Your visible supply is ready for use, and in fact it is being used up, is not what is important. In other words, the supply you have is not what we are to count on, because it is temporary. We are to be seeing and concentrating on the invisible supply, the important eternal resources, what God has. What God has in position and ready for you. That's what we need to be praying. That's what we need to be concentrating. That's what we need to be dwelling on. So, if we get in a relationship with the invisible God and believe He is with us, then all we can do is be encouraged. And when that dumb devil tries to tell you some lie, and it hangs around in your mind, remember, that's the voice of your mind. Tell it and him to shut up and get back to believing what God thinks of you, his precious child, empowered by him to change your neighbor, to change the place where you work, to change every place you go, because his presence dwells with you and goes with you. And the lying devil wants you to be stuck in his thoughts and in the part of your mind that has not been renewed. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So that's that. Now, you sick? What are you sick? You have pain? Some people don't relate sickness and pain, you know. You need prayer for anything? Are you all saved? Pastor? Was that all right?
It's great. Thank you. Such a song.